Well, I got to the end of the road, burning bridges wherever I go. But I promise you this, I am getting my kicks. So fuck you, this is my bucket list. Well, I got sick of living life, counting down to get from that fight.
So hey, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of Kathleen McGee is a Hot Mess. I don't know what to talk about on my intro this week. What did I do this week? I've been trying to get a set together to do at Top Comic. 8 minutes. That's what we get, 8 minutes. 8 minutes, and it could be a set worth $25,000 or nothing. So that's exciting. But I am excited. It's on September 28th. If you live in Toronto, come to the Top Comic Finals at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre, September 28th. Watch me win or lose. I'll cry either way. That's a guarantee. You guys know me. This week has been hot. This week has been really hot. It's like the end of summer. It's supposed to be like really, really hot for the next few days, and then it's going to start raining. It's so funny if you look at the weather on my iPhone in Vancouver. It goes hot, 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 and then rain. I'm so excited for rain, but there's no end in sight of the rain, so I'm not that excited. But that's the way the world is. There are seasons in the area of the world that I live in. I have seasons. I got super blackout drunk on Monday night last week. Adam and I just were like, let's go out. Let's just go and have a couple of drinks a night out. It ended in like a crazy ass night with Kevin, who was just recently on my podcast, Von Healthy, and Adam and one of his friends. And we met these two people next to us, and it was a really fun night. Although I did apparently fall off a stool. I do not remember. And then apparently I also, not even apparently, I saw the tweet. I tweeted poor Alicia Tobin. I replied to a picture of her beautiful dog, Hank, with a picture of chicken wings. And I just said, we eating your pussy. And then like 2 days ago, she messaged me. She goes, I don't really understand this tweet. And I was like, I never tweeted that. And then I looked and I tweeted that on the Monday around the time I was blacked out. So I tweeted and blacked out and I apologized to Miss Alicia Tobin for making her uncomfortable at all. I don't know what I was thinking. But, hey, I'm a hot mess sometimes. I got to keep up the hot mess name. Do you guys want to know why I had the hot mess name? Hot mess name, I was trying to develop a TV show called Hot Mess. And it was all coming together around the time of this podcast. So I thought, oh, it'd be really smart for me to cross-brand my podcast and my potential television show. And now I hate this name for my podcast. I just want to call it Kathleen McGee's Generic Podcast. But I guess I am still a hot mess. I'll always be a hot mess. Anyway, long story short, TV show did not happen. I did get some money for developing, and it was a really great experience. But that's just another thing that was close, but no fucking cigar. But I'm here still, and things keep going. And there's always light and there's always hope. This week on the episode, we talk about the internet. We talk about social media mostly. And my guest is a new comic in Vancouver. Very funny girl. She's a very outspoken person, just like me. And she has her own ideals. Her name is Katie Norgren. And we had a really great podcast. This was a really freaking awesome, so many good points came out. So many healthy things got talked about. Right off the bat, we're going to talk about men, and it might sound a little like a bitch session. If you're a guy and you hold on to the end of the episode, you have my respect. We bitched about some guys, but I just want it to be clear. I do not hate men. I do not hate all men. I only hate really few, they probably don't even know who they are. I just hate some people out there. But there are really great guys out there. And there are guys that have women's interests at heart as well. So don't think that this is just a bitch session. But then we talk a lot about the reason why I wanted her on the podcast was we got in a little online tussle about Taylor Swift. And I don't know why I give so much shit about what's happening with the Taylor Swift thing about with her new album. But it just bothers me. It really bothers me how much flack and how much shit this girl gets. And people like, I'm going to say it, Kanye West, he said he would have voted for Trump and everybody's forgotten about it. So, and now, and people are jumping on her about being a Trump supporter. It's gross. Anyway, it doesn't even matter to my life. But I do get swept up and I do get my opinions and I do get my feelings hurt and maybe I hurt some feelings. So Katie and I kind of got into it, but we resolved it. And then I said, please, let's do a podcast. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about what's happening with Taylor Swift and why it got both of us, two women that have never met her, so worked up. And it's a really interesting podcast, about the mob mentality that happens online, about how scary it is to get some level of notoriety or fame and then just have everybody's opinions in your face all the time. So I found this podcast to be really, really interesting. I'm working again. You guys, it's starting again. Summer's over. Kathleen's back to working more. I'll be at Yuck Yucks this weekend. Middling. I will be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yuck Yucks Vancouver. I'll be in Hope and Chilliwack the weekend after. Then I'll be at Edmonton at the Comic Strip. I'll be there that the weekend of the 17th till the 24th. And then I head to Toronto to do Top Comic. And I'm spending an extra week to go to London, Ontario. So those are my dates right now. Up into the first week of October. I have dates. You guys, this is a relief. This is a relief to my bank account, to my boyfriend, who has been amazing this entire summer, putting up with me. We had a fight this week and it was good. We got some stuff out and we love each other. And that's the best thing about him is he talks to me. Even though sometimes I don't talk to him as much. So I know he's listening and I love you. I know that's gross. But yeah, let's just get on with this episode. It's a really, really friggin' interesting episode. I hope you enjoy it. I hope nobody's feelings get hurt. I never intend to hurt feelings, but I am a bit of a stubborn, loudmouth bitch. Happens sometimes. Anyway, enjoy this week's episode, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Shutting down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the town. Getting paid is a forte, each and every day to play away.
Get it out of my mind. It's a Zoom. If everybody's always like, what do you use? Oh, that reminds me. I was supposed to tell Claire Brousseau what I use. I just use a Zoom. A Zoom H4, two microphones. Not even expensive microphones. Like cheap-ass microphones. Don't let those sound people try to sell you like
a $200 microphone.
No, not for a podcast. You're just talking.
God. We have a $60 snowball microphone in the middle of a studio. Yeah. So we just like don't even give a shit.
Yeah. Well, I like the snowball, but I don't like the sound quality.
No, it's terrible.
When you have a snowball. But then you can have more people. Want the new, I think it's a H6 or something, and it has four inputs into it. Ooh. So you can have multiple people.
Four-track recording.
Yeah. Because I've had three people on the podcast before, and it's just hard because I have to share a microphone, and then somebody's a total microphone hog, yeah. And then like somebody can never get, or if they have a point,
it's
gets
like if there's
missed.
Only two dicks at the gay orgy,
exactly, or at the straight orgy,
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not showing up to either of those orgies usually. A few dicks are always welcome, though.
Yeah, you know, dicks are okay.
They're fine.
There's some really great dicks out there, and there's some really horrifying ones.
Oh, just like, just a disaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just and like the worst.
And we're not talking about actual dicks. We're talking about men.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, we're talking about men.
We're talking about dudes. That's
you come to my house, we shit on men. That's what we do.
But we don't want to shit on men.
No.
Do you, okay.
Not literally.
Listen.
This isn't Germany.
No, this isn't Germany. And some of them would actually like that too much.
We don't want to please them.
We don't want to make them too happy. I think that like, I'm scared to be called a feminist because I don't want people to be like, oh, well, you hate all men. I'm like, I don't hate all men. But now I'm able to say that I do hate some.
Yeah, it's like a significant number.
It is a big number. Yeah. And guys that hear that feel bad about that, good. You should feel bad.
You should.
You should feel bad that women have to put up with... I love how we just got right into it.
Yeah, let's dig in.
You should feel bad that women have to put up with garbage from men, from people in your gender. Mm-hmm. Especially, and I hate when guys are like... Well, I'm a nice guy and women still treat me like shit. I'm like, are you really a nice guy?
And nice, or are you like giving nice tokens for sex payouts?
Yeah. Yeah. I just saw a cartoon and it
Your
was
motivation
like.
Motivation matters.
Exactly. But I saw a cartoon. It's like, it was, you know, Rick and Morty. So mm-hmm. it was Rick and he was holding a card with like, or was it Morty? Which was the
I
kid?
I saw the same thing. I was this. I don't know. I've never seen it.
I've seen it, but not enough.
I have a sympathetic gag reflex. So the constant burping and gagging makes me barf.
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't like about that show.
It's probably brilliant. It's probably perfect psych.
It is.
Psychology, no, philosophy. And I'm just like, I'll never know it.
I've just seen bits and I know you really have to watch the whole thing. Yeah. But it's like the kid and he's holding a punch card and he's got his face on it. And he's like, it's got like, but I've been nice to women this many times.
It means I get a sex.
Yeah. And
Please
that's
deliver.
And those are the guys that we're talking about. We're not talking about the guys that treat women with respect. That. Yeah. That stop when we say no, even if we're wasted, even if we said we want to suck their dick 2 hours earlier. Yeah. The guy that was...
Oh, you change your mind on that all the time.
Yeah. And guess what? Women are allowed to change their mind. Just like a guy is allowed to change his mind.
Totally.
Anybody is allowed to change their mind.
Yeah.
It happens. I've been super, super drunk at the bar. And I thought, oh, this
seems like a great idea.
Then you get home with them and you're like, this is the worst idea. No. And you try to stop them and they're like, no, you wanted to do this. Fuck you.
Oh, God. Anyway. Oh, it's so awful.
It is awful.
It's the worst.
And it happens all the time, but it's changing because women are now able to talk about it.
Yeah.
But it is very frustrating. I even had the day after my whole Taylor Swift thing, I talked about the stupid UFC fight. And if you like UFC, good for you. But you have to see the stupidity in paying hundreds of millions of dollars to people to beat people up.
Yeah.
And then these people are heroes and brave and all this shit. I'm like, no, they're smart.
Yeah.
They just made $100 million to get in a fist fight. Like, that's fucking brilliant.
Somebody can punch me in the face for $1 million.
Yeah, but I don't care where you came from. That doesn't make you brave. Maybe it makes you a hero to a little kid that wants to also beat the shit out of people for money.
Which is great. Like, and so many of them, not all of them, not all MMA fighters, not all boxers, like, but so many of them, way more than the regular population, are violent people outside of the ring. Like, they go to that because they have violent impulses.
And then
right?
they can do it and get paid to do it.
And they can do it and get paid to do it, and then they go home and, like, beat the shit out of their partner or whatever. Like War Machine, the MMA fighter who, like, beat the hell out of his porn star ex-partner.
Almost killed her.
Nearly killed her because, like, she cheated. And thinks that that's completely justified, right? So it's just like that whole, like, I'm strong, I solve my problems with punching and kicking and arm bars.
Yeah, and I'm sorry if that doesn't, I don't think that that's a great thing. That's my opinion, though.
Yeah.
But then
that's your opinion!
So I said, I don't think that you need to call these people brave. Mm-hmm. And then all two dudes came, and both dudes, I don't even know who they are. One wasn't even a Facebook friend, he just came on to my thing. One guy called me, he's like, well, you're ignorant. And another guy called me a cunt. But he didn't call me a cunt. He called me a see you next Tuesday.
Well, that softens it.
So I just commented back. I'm like, if you're going to call me a cunt, be a man and call
Lean
me a cunt.
Into it, please.
Don't be cutesy with it. Yeah. So then one of the guys, I went after them. And I'm like, fuck you. I'm not going to be nice to you assholes anymore. I am going to come after you. I am going to call you dickless. I am going to make you feel bad about yourself because you just... come on my page and just make me feel like shit. No, fuck you. So then this guy started messaging me and he goes, why are you so angry? You should be happier. And I was like, listen, dude, I'm happy. You made me angry. And then so I blocked him. And then he went to a friend of mine's friend and was like, why is Kathleen such a bitch? Why is she blocking me?
Oh, my God.
Because I don't put up with that shit anymore. I used to just ignore it before and leave them on my Facebook.
Yeah.
But now I just block people that can't see that they're being complete assholes.
Yeah. The thing that really gets to me is the fact that they don't realize that they don't really realize how much they're actually trying to beat you into a reaction. And like, that's their whole goal, is to like make you upset and then be like, why are you upset? Like, as if an emotional reaction to someone trying to goad you isn't reasonable. like any emotional reaction is never reasonable, except for them if they like get into a car accident and they scream and punch somebody's head off. That's justified, and anger is not an emotion.
No,
right? You want to get back at a guy is if he is yelling at you for some reason, or if he's like angry. You're like, hey, I'm sorry, I can't deal with you when you're this emotional.
I love. I've done that before, yeah. And it's lovely.
And they're just like, I'm not emotional.
Man, I think it's a problem. Is a man. Get I'm probably gonna lose listeners now because bad. there's some guys out there like, I thought this chick was cool, I thought she was fun,
I thought she was a party chick,
yeah, I thought she just liked stuffing cocks in her mouth and taking cum showers, and now she's
you can do both
and that's another
you're
thing
a multifaceted woman, Kathleen.
And I can do both with people that I want to do it with,
yeah,
but that's the problem, is that if you do it with some guys, then immediately you want to do it with all men.
Yeah.
And
but
that's...
But hashtag not all men.
Yeah. And it's just this like weird fucking thing that women have to deal with all the time. And a lot of guys, especially the guys that support us and they're nice to us, have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
No clue what we put up with on a daily basis, especially a person. I'm like, I'm not in a spotlight, but I'm known. Mm-hmm. And I'm known by people that I've never met before. So that's a weird, weird place to be. And I think that's why my reaction, my dog is just loving your apartment.
He's so great.
I think that's why my reaction to the whole Taylor Swift thing is so on her side.
Sure.
Because I fucking get it. Yeah. That girl has done a lot of shitty things. She has not been a friend of all women.
Yeah.
And now I'm saying, but you need to be a friend of hers. But she has done a lot of things. She's made a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. But I've been reading these articles, and it's weird because all the ones that are on this side have been written by men. I think one was written by a gay man, but they said that, you know, her song isn't about this new thing that came out. It's not about Katy Perry or Kanye West or Kim Kardashian. It's about the people out there, us. Mm-hmm. It's about us. It's about how everyone has put her into this type of what she is, that she's either a heartbreaking bitch or she's a mean girl that only likes certain people and only keeps certain people in her, and she can't break out of it. Even if she wants to break out of it and be like, I'm not like that, the whole world has made this assumption about her, and they're not willing to let her. That's why her whole thing is like that she's dead now and she's trying to build a new thing. But I get it, like but my thing is that I get so frustrated with women when we talk about how important it is to be equal and how important it is mm-hmm. to be accepting everything, but then not of everything, not of this or that, and not of this. And so I wasn't calling people unfeminist when I said that if you're going to preach feminism 24/7 mm-hmm. and then criticize a woman because of what she looks like or what she does.
Right.
I just felt that was really hypocritical, and it wasn't, and I think you thought it was directed at you, but it was all over the internet that day, and it was driving me crazy.
I'm not arrogant enough to think that it was all about me. I know that I did say something, so I was like, but I like one thing that you said actually was really touching on something that I was thinking about before you came over today, which was that, I wonder how much is that we're projecting on her, our own experiences.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot, probably. Like, based on what you just said, it's like, yeah, well, like, the whole being, oh, like, being able to receive criticism from a large number of people who don't actually know you is a really frightening thing.
Can
and
you,
it's quite upsetting.
I can't
upsetting.
Imagine.
Like, you get it on a small scale, but it's still a big part of your daily life. And it has to be because you have to have this online presence.
And I have to take this their opinion and be cool with it and be nice to them.
Yeah, you have to process it and like handhold them through it even if you don't agree with them at all. Because if you don't, you're a bitch and a cunt.
Exactly. Oh, and I get called a bitch and a cunt if I disagree with people.
Of course you do. But for me, it was like, yeah, oh, it's super personal for me because like Taylor Swift represents a kind of person who was really terrible to me when I was younger. Like she, it's like one specific person. I'll call her Ashley because that is her name.
Ashley,
and also her designation. She is an Ashley for sure. But it was just like this very like attractive, popular blonde girl who was just really awful to me. She was a dancer, so yeah. She was really thin, and I was super fat, and like I was a dork. And I was what Taylor talks about in that, she wears short skirts, I wear sneakers, etc. So I was like, yeah, I'm the weird kid wearing like oversized Costco clothes and listening to Nirvana. And this chick pretends to be my friend, gets a bunch of secret information out of me, and then disseminates it to the whole school. So they all know that I have a crush on Kellen.
Okay, this is hilarious. Okay, I need to just change matters really quick. Keep, okay. Don't lose us. Okay, hold on. Okay, so you, now I kind of like, it's, I'm glad we're doing this podcast because it is good. Because people get into fights online all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't, like, because you can't read tone. You can't read this and that. And that's why sometimes you just have to step away.
Mm-hmm. And have a podcast.
Yeah. It. And I'm like, when I write something, I'm like, I hope this doesn't sound bitchy. Mm-hmm. Or I hope that they don't think that I'm being, like, condescending towards them.
Right.
But this is, like, a good way. Because now I know that you felt... It's not that you hate Taylor Swift. You hate what she represents in some ways.
Yeah. And I mean, like, there's a lot of criticism about her that I think are super valid. And I could get into that at length, but I don't want to start lecturing.
Yeah.
You know, because I could. Because that's my background is in, like, intersectional gender studies and, like, sexuality studies and, like, the whole virgin whore dichotomy that she does in her music. And stuff like that. So I could go on about it for days. But I don't want to do that. I just like, it's personal, right? Like it is something that you go, well, she's a woman and she's powerful and I don't want to like shit on her because of that.
Yeah.
Because,
don't you want to help support her?
Yeah.
In that way so that people can see, oh, look, we can do this.
Mm-hmm. But there's also like, I want to prioritize a different perspective than hers because I've had to see her so much in my life, I guess. So like the Ashley situation and like running into a lot of that in my life is just, there's always someone who's very attractive and successful and likes to pretend that that has nothing to do with it. Like the fact that they're attractive and have a good base to jump off of. Like her dad bought a recording company.
Oh, yeah.
To start her career pretty much. This so is it's why not I like say she came from nothing.
Exactly. She didn't come from nothing. She's not innocent. She has done bad things, but also I find that if this was a man doing all this stuff, when men do diss tracks and stuff like that, it's powerful. Good for fucking them.
Yeah.
They're taking it back or whatever. But when women do dissing or they talk about like shit that they've done, then they're bitchy. Then they're a bad person. Then
yeah. It's funny. Cause I definitely don't feel that way about everybody. Like every time Nicki Minaj is mad at someone, I'm like, get it. Like just yell at them, please. I like it when cause she's like, she's somebody whose perspective I don't understand. Like, because I live in Canada where there are not many people who are black.
Yeah.
Like, especially in Vancouver, there's a very small population of black people here. So I don't know what it's like to be a black woman who grew up on the East Coast and had to, like, deal with the rap game. So when she says stuff, I'm like, oh, that's interesting because, like, I haven't had that experience. So I can trust that you know more than I do. Whereas when Taylor talks about being, like, a picked on weird kid, I'm like, you weren't, though.
She kind of was, though. Have you seen what she looked like?
She did look like a goof.
And also, I mean, like... I'm the last person to defend rich people. I'm getting more and more disgusted every day when I drive and I see people driving $80,000 cars. It just, it makes me angry. But I know some rich kids that were ostracized because they were rich. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how she grew up. You don't know how I grew up, how she grew up. We don't know, but it's the thing that it's projected onto her. Well, she's this perfect blonde, pretty white girl. So nothing is wrong in her life. Mm-hmm. And she should just suck it up and be happy with what she has. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, she's got a great life, but she's also, like, bullied online. And everyone calls her a bully. But that's my point, is that everyone calls her a bully and a bad person. And then they just turn around and do the exact fucking stuff that they are telling her not to do.
Right.
And they go in and they call her a horrible person when they have never even met her. They don't know anything about her. Like, I don't like talking about Kanye West, for the reason what happened on that fucking thread.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that. But the reason why Kanye West bothers me is he puts it all out there. Mm-hmm. He says stupid shit all the time about people, about other things. And he puts it all out there. She puts it into her music. She's not sitting there on Twitter being like, fuck this, fuck that. Can I have $1 million? Can I have this? Can I have that? And Kanye West is then martyrized as being he's got mental issues. Mm-hmm. So he can't help the way he is. Mm. And I'm like, that's bullshit. That's total bullshit. Because maybe Taylor Swift has mental issues and she's not using that as a card to play off what she's doing. I don't know. I'm sure I'm making a lot of enemies. I'm making people go yelling at this podcast right now. But it just bothers me how people will just the mob mentality in the world today, and how you can't even make one
mistake
yeah. before everybody, and they want to end careers. I saw people tweeting, "I thought we canceled her." That made me want to puke. That people are actually saying the word cancel someone.
Right.
That just, to me, it sounds gross. Like, it's like, who the fuck are you? And it's not like this girl has not worked hard her entire life. It's the same as Kim Kardashian. When everybody talks about how she is, she's rich for no reason. No, she's a fucking smart woman. There's no way that woman doesn't work hard to get where she has gotten. Yes, she's been blessed with genetics. Maybe some plastic surgery. but you can't get to where those people are without actually putting some hard work in. I mean, now they're at a certain level, and I mean, it's probably easier, but you don't become a millionaire from doing nothing.
It sounds like what bothers you is really more like when the attack on someone is very personal when it's a woman, because of like the way that the dynamics are, right?
Yeah.
Like that it is, like, ultimately it is still harder to be a woman. Like, there's a lot more to deal with.
Yeah.
Just on a baseline. I don't mean as an individual. I mean, like certainly there are individual men and individual women who have a totally, like, inverted dynamic.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm really covering my ass here. You can tell.
No, yeah.
But, like, for the most part, it is harder. So, like, there is a lot of what I don't like about Taylor Swift, we can be honest and say, that is internalized misogyny. Like messages that I've taken in about women and femininity over time, where I don't like how she presents it because it's so mainstream, and like because I represent a sort of different kind of femininity or womanhood, and so it's like I don't feel represented by her, so I don't feel as maybe encouraged to defend her. But that's it is also mob mentality. It's also like tribalism. Like, you want to defend people who are more like you.
Yeah.
I don't imagine that you and Taylor would party much together.
I disagree.
Oh, you do?
She's friends with Lena Dunham.
I just don't think I don't think Taylor parties. She seems like, I don't know.
You're projecting on what she's really like. Neither of us know what she's really like.
I don't like Lena Dunham either, though.
Not a lot of people do.
Yeah, no.
I'm on the board with her. Like, yeah. I go...
Sneeze,
I go back and forth with her. Mm-hmm. It is really... It is weird because it's so hard. Feminism, the whole word, has such a negative but then positive connotation. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes, oh, I'm a feminist. They're like, oh, here we go. She's going to talk about how she hates men. She's going to talk about this,
like,
or that.
45% of my comedy
routine. Yeah. And I never, like, when I started comedy, I never wanted to be that stereotypical female comic that hated men. Mm-hmm. And so my act, when
lady.
I first started, yeah, like, what, they leave what the toilet seat up. Toilet. Ugh. And I didn't want to be that person or that comedian. And then, so my act was very sexual, and a lot of my jokes was about having sex with guys and doing my best to make a guy happy. A lot of my jokes were like that. Mm-hmm. And then I got older, and I went through relationships, and I went through stuff. And I started to realize that, you know, no, there are some bad men out there. And you don't have to make every man happy in order to get ahead. Mm-hmm. But a lot of women in their 20s, especially heterosexual women, are still told, you need to have a guy to help you out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, even me, who is like very, like, Ed Konya has a joke that he ran by me before he started doing it. He's like, it's a little bit about you. So it's like, he's like, the, you know, people are gender fluid, or they're aggressively bisexual. It's like, hey, that's me. Because I am. But like, even as somebody who like tries to focus on women now, just because like, so much of my life has been for the pleasure of men. And I don't mean sexual pleasure. I just mean like learning all of their habits and hobbies and like adopting them.
Yeah.
Like, I have a joke about reading Motley Crue's biography for an ex-boyfriend who never read books, but it was one of the books that he'd read.
Oh.
So I was like, I gotta know what makes this guy tick. So yeah. I read like the Neil Strauss biography of Motley fucking Crue.
I know so many women that do shit like that. I gotta learn this video game so I can understand why he plays it.
Yes.
Guys never do that for
so
us.
So much effort into getting relationships. And like, the truth is, I haven't been single for more than a year since I was 16. Like, I am a relationship person.
Yeah.
I'm always in a relationship because I'm willing to do that self-sacrifice just so, like, oh, I'll just adopt whatever. And, like, my marriage is the only relationship in which I haven't done that. Like, I aggressively stay away from her interests. Like, she loves video games. I hate them. It's great.
It's good to have. That's the thing.
It's so good to have different interests.
I think it's really hard when you're younger because I don't know what it's. I don't know what it's like to be a woman in your 20s right now.
No, me neither.
But I know when I was
Tinder, like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And let me tell you, anal sex. I was shocked to hear.
Let me tell you about anal sex. It sounds like somebody just tried to do it to
Eugene
you.
Just bit me, and that's my reaction to anal sex. It's ow.
Ow.
The only time
I know.
I've done it before. I'm not going to lie. I've done it before. I've never really, really enjoyed it. It's always been painful. I've been like, the whole time.
You're in my butt now. Hope you like it because it's not happening again.
It feels like you have a piece of shit that's coming out and going right back in. To me. If you like anal sex, good for you. But to me, I fucking hate it. And I'll do it for you for your birthday because I'm broke. But I'm just not into it.
A gift from the butt.
But I've heard women in their 20s talk and they're like, it's part of the sex act now. It's part of the whole thing is you do anal. And it's because it's in porn all the time. I watch lots of porn. I love porn. Mm-hmm. But there's anal in almost every single thing now. Yeah. And it's like now.
And like crazy anal. Like anal and then your
pounding
mouth.
Anal.
And then your mouth.
Oh, I interviewed a porn star once and I asked her about that. I'm like, what the fuck is up with ATMs? What? Ass to mouth. What the fuck is up with that? And she goes, oh, we always have to have enemas before we film.
Oh, they're so clean up in there.
So, yeah, porn stars. But these girls in real life and these guys that are watching this, and they're not smart. They're in their teens and 20s. Don't think you're smart if you're in your teens and your 20s. You're
don't
not there
you're smart
yet.
If you're in your 30s. Like, I barely know shit.
Exactly. But if a guy fucks you in the ass and then puts it in your mouth, you're eating your own shit. Do
you
not.
You get very sick. That's how you get E. coli.
You can get so sick.
You get so same sick. With, that's how you get hep A.
Same with butt to pussy.
You're gonna get fucking Norwalk. You're gonna get the worst yeast infection in the universe.
Yeah, like you could get super sick from it. And I think that it. So I've heard girls say, "Yeah, I always have anal every day, every time,
every day I have anal.
I've
every
heard
day
girls
I wake
say
up,
that.
I have. I start the day, cup
with
of coffee,
some anal.
And some anal.
I mean, and I'm probably like, I guess I can't compete with that shit. I don't need to compete with that shit, but. But that's what girls are competing
just,
with out there.
To be receptive to everything, and so like as far as that goes, like. Understanding that Taylor Swift has to deal with like a lot of feminine expectations and whether or not she has to decide whether or not to live up to them or to subvert them.
Yeah.
Like that's hard work. And I don't want to like, I don't hate her. I want to make that super clear. She's a person. She has cats she named after like the Law and Order SVU stars. I think that's hilarious.
No, Grey's Anatomy and Scandal.
No, she had Olivia Benson.
Isn't Olivia Benson?
No, Olivia Benson's from SVU.
Oh God.
She's the detective.
Look, and now another thing we got to talk about.
Okay, let's talk
her
about
cats.
No female comedian has ever talked about true crime shows before. It's never. Now, why do we love it so much? Because we're afraid to die and be murdered.
That's why I watch Forensic Files.
Yeah.
Because now I'm very aware of my
you got strategies.
either or I will be able to murder somebody.
Yeah. Or you'll scratch them super hard while you're dying so they'll get all that good DNA.
Oh, I've been reading lots. Like,
you got such crazy nails. Like,
yeah,
there won't be
some...
any question.
Well, these don't really catch skin, though. They're
well,
thick.
If you dig in real hard, you might
I
get
will.
Some. Yeah, get some epithelials.
Don't even
there.
Try to rape and murder me. I will fucking destroy you.
That's a really nice thing about being a big person, like physically large, is that men don't fuck with me for the most part. Not anymore.
Let me say something, though. I remember in high school, and I was even bigger in high school, I took a self-defense course as part of our phys ed class. They took all the girls, and we all took it. And this guy, and it really opened my eyes, because this guy that came in to teach it was like 5'5", and he was built, but he wasn't like, built, but
right.
He was strong.
He's wiry.
And I was like, oh, this is silly, because like no one's ever going to come and take me down. And he goes, yeah, you're right. No one's ever going to come and take you down. He's like, come here. And I walked over to him. He literally flipped me.
And you were
no
on the ground
problem.
Before you even knew what happened.
And then, at that point, I was like, I can't get a boyfriend, but no, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God, Kathy.
Yeah, that's a horrible, I know. But at that point, it made me realize, holy shit, no, everybody,
no matter what.
Everybody yeah. should know how to defend themselves, oh, women yeah. and men, like everybody should know how to do this.
Basic stuff, like do a little Aikido or capoeira or something like that. Just learn something.
Or carry like my cousin, she's hilarious. She has like this fork that she's modified. She's turned in the tines and then she's got one sticking out. And she's like, yeah, if I'm walking in a parking lot by myself, I carry this between my knuckles. I'm like, you are a some crazy ass badass bitch.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Yeah. No, most people I know have some kind of like baton or like that little like plastic cat thing. The acrylic little cat with the sharp ears.
Yeah.
It's sort of like brass knuckles, but it's semi-legal. Maybe.
I think though it's crazy though, because you think that this is something new, but it's only because like we have social media now. We hear about it more. But when you watch Forensics Files and you see how many of those cases happened in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Yeah. And
people got murdered a lot.
A lot. People get murdered all the time. There's something getting murdered right now.
I'm so scared of being murdered.
Are you scared of it?
I just really don't want someone else to decide when I die.
That is a good point.
You know, like that something about, I do a whole podcast on capital punishment, but it freaks me out. The idea that like even killing somebody who's like a very bad person, you like schedule the time they're going to die. You tell them how they're going to die. There's like a set process before you do it. And it's so clinical and creepy.
Yeah.
And the idea that somebody could like lock me in a basement and be like, I'm going to kill you in 3 days. And then I'm like, well, now I know. Like, that is so terrifying and upsetting to me. It's what not about the dying that? Part. It's the whole, like, I choose.
That someone else chose. Yeah. What about that? What's that movie where you get a counter on your hand and it shows you when you're going to die? Like, it Logan's counts Run. Down? I don't know if it's Logan's Run.
Well, Logan's Run, it just changes color when you turn 30. And then you go get renewed. So it's like nobody lives past 30 in this society.
No, there's a movie. It's like maybe Tom Cruise or Will Smith or so. It's like a 90s or 2000s movie where they had, like... It's like a counter.
It tells you how much time you have left.
Yeah, what would you do if you had a counter and you're looking down and you're like, shit, I got a day left.
I'd shit myself constantly. I'd just be constantly shitting myself and that's how I die.
Are you very scared of death?
No, I just don't want to know. I don't want to know. I like to live in blissful ignorance about that.
Yeah.
But like okay, if they announced that a nuclear launch was happening and it wasn't going to land close enough here for me to die immediately, but the radiation poisoning would kill me, I'd be like, all right, let's come up with the most peaceful suicide plan that I can so I'm in charge of this. I'm not afraid to die. I just don't want somebody else to make the choice for me.
I feel like the world has gotten into this crazy vortex right now. And it is, this is the first time it
seems absurd to talk about Taylor Swift, right?
It does. Yeah. When we think that maybe
we could die,
there could be a nuclear missile pointed at us right now. We don't know. Mm-hmm. And so I think, and I don't know if this is just the way the world is or if when you get older, you start to worry about this kind of stuff more. But I've been talking about it on stage. I'm like, I seriously cannot imagine myself as a survivor.
Like, no, I'm not gonna live.
If this shit happens, I don't want to live in this new world.
Definitely not.
I don't want to, like, if you look at the world after Walking Dead, after it all happens, that doesn't look like fun to me.
No,
they're never having fun on that show.
No, and they never run out of condoms really quickly.
They run out of condoms. There's never any fun on that show. They don't find an empty amusement park and have one episode where no one dies.
Yeah.
These are good ones. But
I've taken so many pictures of the dog right now.
It's all good. But we really like, so now like, I'm like, why would I want to continue to live in a
crazy world? Oh, no, not at all. Absolutely not.
And then I need to talk to somebody who is like, I'm a survivor. I am like, I have a friend that lives in Toronto and it was his friend that had a cabin that is set up for if zombies happen.
Wow.
Where there are swords. He is ready to go. He's got swords. He's got things because guns run out, but swords are forever or whatever.
Swords are forever.
I don't know.
I have one survivalist friend who's not like a total cornball about it. And he's cool. And like genuinely my wife was like, maybe we should take gun training. And I was like, fine.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not? Like, it's good to know how to use something, right? So we'll learn.
Have
how
you
to
shot
use
a
guns.
Gun?
I've shot like pellet guns.
Yeah.
I've never shot a handgun.
I shot a handgun and it was, I really wanted to go fuck someone after. Cause it was amazing.
Cause either you're super horny or you just burst into tears or both.
Or both. Well, the place could that I went, both. I did this in West Edmonton Mall cause they have a shooting range. And I went with another comic.
Go on the little submarine.
Yeah,
shoot a gun,
exactly.
See a dolphin. It's a day.
I think the dolphins and the submarines are gone, but the gun range is still there.
The guns are also forever.
Guns are forever. But I went with another comic from Baltimore named Mike Stork. And we went to the gun range and we were shooting. And I asked if I could shoot it sideways like a gangster. And the guy got really mad at me. He's like, no. You cannot.
It's dangerous.
That's very dangerous. And I'm like, okay.
The recoil will hurt your hand.
Yeah. And it is like this sort of like the crazy part is when you shoot a gun, you just are like, you realize how powerful they are.
Oh yeah. And how easy it would be to kill someone with
it. How easy.
Yeah. Stabbing is, you've got to commit.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to stab someone to death.
Yeah.
And you have to be really up in there. But with a gun, you could be like 50 feet away. You're like, boom. Okay, bye.
Yeah. So it is. It's
kind of. I'm a hero. I'm the American sniper.
It's exciting, but it's also scary.
Oh, yeah.
To realize that there are people that are mentally unstable that are walking around guns.
Of like moderate mental stability, just got super horny after.
Yeah. Have you gotten your gun license?
No.
Are you going to?
I would take like the course before trying to get the license, I think.
I was a reference for a friend that he and his wife got
been
a gun license.
For someone before.
And I never thought they were going to call because, you know, you always say you'll be a reference and no one ever calls.
Right.
And they called and they're like, oh, we're just calling to ask you about your friend who's put you on as a reference. And they're like, is he psychologically stable?
Does he
want to
hurt himself? Does he want to hurt others?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But yeah, like he's fine, but...
Not unless they get in his way.
If they get in my way,
that's not a good answer.
And they're fucked. Yeah. So I'm just saying I'm not going to survive the fallout. I don't want to.
No, me neither. And I don't plan to, really. Because, like, why bother after that point? Like, I live for fun and enjoyment.
Yeah. And there's always a lot of running involved.
I don't have kids. I don't want to run. I don't have children. I don't want to, like, see kids die on the road.
I can't imagine being a parent and having. And this has happened in the world. Like, not, like, on a wild scale. But, like, you have to. Like, in third world countries where they have to escape and leave, yeah. Right? They've had to make these decisions. Sorry, my dog is shedding everywhere.
That's fine. I've got a lint brush. He's a good boy. Good hairy boy.
You're just a real good person.
You're a person dog.
You are a person dog. He's a little human.
He's perfect. I love him.
He's really...
like his cinnamon bun tail.
I know. I talk about him all the time on the podcast where I think people are probably sick of it, but he really has done
He's
amazing.
Got butt cheeks.
He does have butt cheeks. Butt
cheeks. I almost reached out and touched them. I almost sexually assaulted your dog.
I pinch his butt cheeks all the time without consent. Like, he doesn't say it's fine, but he doesn't say it's not fine, so.
I think it's probably okay.
I don't know.
You're technically his mother, so yeah. It's fine.
It's his little pinchy.
He came out of you.
Oh, God.
He gave birth to this
if
dog.
If we could give birth to puppies or kittens, I would rather have that than a human.
Oh, yeah.
You're never going to have kids?
I don't think so. It would take a lot of effort to have one. So, I probably will never have one by accident.
Yeah.
I would... consider like adopting a friend's kid if they had a problem or something like that. Like, yeah. I could be a parent. I just don't want to.
You could be an accidental 90s sitcom parent.
100%. I could be like the BoJack Horseman. I could be a horsing around or something like that. Like, I think I might be my niece's guardian if something happened to my brother and his wife. And I would happily raise her for the remaining like 6 years of her childhood. Oh my God, it'd be so good to get a 12. Oh, I don't want my brother to die for that to happen.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I could definitely be a parent. I'm very maternal, but I don't want
to
do it.
You don't choose to be.
I don't want to do it. It's
you
so
want someone.
Work.
So I love it. You don't want someone to choose your death, but you want someone to choose if
whether
you're
a parent.
Or not.
Yeah. It's so complicated. It doesn't make any sense, but it does to me. There's a lot of internal consistency there, but it's unjustifiable. But like, yeah, but because if you choose to be a parent, then everything that goes wrong, you're like, well, this is my choice.
Yeah, like, my thing is, what if I raise, like, a serial killer?
Yeah.
I raised that. I brought this into the world.
Yeah, you brought a serial killer into the world. Or just, like, a shithead.
Yeah.
Like, somebody who just sucks.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, obviously you didn't do it, right? I was like, no, I did everything I could do, but they just sucked.
Yeah.
Because, like, a kid's temperament, you can't train that out of them, right? If somebody's, like, totally, can't control their anger or whatever, like, you can't make them.
Yeah.
You can't force a kid to grow up the way you want. Unfortunately. So yeah, that's so scary.
It is scary.
But if I got one that was like 13, I'd be like, they were already fucked up. It wasn't my fault.
I didn't do it.
But
they
turned out great, I'd be like, look how good I was. This is the perfect system. I want no responsibility before I have the responsibility.
Yeah, it's the responsibility of kids. And I go back and forth all the time.
I mean, you've got a Eugene, so that's a lot of work.
He's not even that much work though, to be honest. He's pretty awesome.
You just have to consider him.
And he does go with me everywhere. People are always like, because I'm going to Toronto in September, and they're like, is Eugene coming? And I was like, yeah, of course he is. What are you doing?
Does he fly with you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he fits in a little carrier, and he goes under the seat.
So cute. Did you have to drug him to do it?
No, I asked my vet, because the first time I flew, I'm like, well, I don't know how he is. And mm-hmm. she said, just do it. And if he's terrible at it, then think about drugging him mm-hmm. if you need to. But I have a friend that gave her dogs melatonin mm-hmm. just to make them sleep. But yeah, I even asked the vet and she's like, well, don't even do that. Just like, because what happens is if you're on a long flight and he wakes up in the middle of nowhere and he's in a thing and he that might freak him out. Yeah. So just, he flies so good. Like every time tiny. He just like sits in his carrier and they're always like, is there even a dog in there? So
like, trust me, there is.
Yeah.
And he's perfect.
Yeah. He's perfect. His first long flight will be Edmonton to Toronto in September. Yeah.
And he's going to do a good job. Being, right, baby?
Eugene. He's being grouchy. Don't let Eugene be nice. Sometimes he's a little dick and I don't know how to see. That's what I worry about.
Is it that your kid could be a little dick or he could be a little
He can be a little dick. I worry about him. He hates kids sometimes and sometimes he loves them. And I don't know when he's going to.
Very hashtag relatable.
He scared the shit out of a kid once, but the kid came running at him. Like, that's the thing is, like, parents have to teach their kids about animals. But yeah.
Don't run up and touch an animal you don't know. I always ask permission first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless they're already on my couch.
Yeah.
And then I pet. So should we get back to Taylor?
Yeah, we can get back to Taylor. What are some other points about this whole... The thing about this, too, is, like, everyone keeps on saying, oh, Taylor Swift is done, Taylor Swift is done, yet she's breaking all these records all over
she's
the place.
She's going to sell lots of records. Like, the fact that people don't like the song and are, like, speaking out against the song or whatever isn't hurting her sales, it doesn't seem. Like, no. Controversy, if anything. Like, I think she really wanted some controversy with this album. I think she purposely kind of came out and was like, because she's not stupid.
She knows...
Like, and she knows that, I think she knows that there's a certain amount of shit she can get away with in terms of, like, being unlikable, like this Ticketmaster thing that's going on right now.
Yeah, that's another thing she's now getting criticized for. Yeah. And I looked into that. Like, and so what happens is if you buy her album, if you tweet about this and that, you get to go further ahead in line for tickets when they come out, which is what her fans are going to do anyway. Mm-hmm. And in her defense of that, that's also a way to get people who actually want to be in the front row in the front row.
That's true.
Because let me tell you.
That's true.
There's like some times where rich people will be in the front row. And that is, as a performer, I remember opening for Russell Peters at Casinorama.
Yeah.
And in the front three rows, it's all just these
disaffected people who don't give a shit.
That just gamble and got these tickets for free.
Dicks.
And they're just like stone faced. But the fans are in the back.
Just howling.
Bullshit. I want the people who are into me, who are fans, who... That, those are the people that need to be in the front row. Rich people give them a box to sit in the back somewhere where they're away from everyone.
Who does that is, I think it's Billy Joel.
Yeah, he brings up people to the front.
Yeah, he like gets people out of the nosebleeds.
I think
the front.
That happened to Christina Walkinshaw. I don't know. I could be wrong. But I know she went to a concert. And I think she got
Billy Joel?
Or someone she knows. I don't know. I knew he was going to do that. He was going to fall off the couch. Look at you, Eugene.
He's so adventurous.
Oh, man.
Okay. But there's probably so much rat piss on this couch that I don't think any of that.
But yeah, so this whole...
I don't have random rats living in my house. They actually are supposed to be here, record. Yeah. I didn't bring that up and
no,
start.
It's not a problem. It's actual pets.
I want them to be here. They're
my
friends.
She wants them to be here.
They have names.
Yes, exactly. So what did you like... So the whole Ticketmaster thing, now she's being criticized for that. It just seems like every fucking thing she does, it's just a pile on about how terrible she is.
She has a very, very convenient scapegoat because she has, like, privilege and money.
Yeah.
Like, let's be fair that part of it is that because, like... I have a lot of free-floating anger about rich people this year. And I'm sure you feel the same.
Oh, yeah. I'm sick of them.
Just, like, people who just have so much and they keep trying to get more.
Yeah.
Often at the expense of people who have so much less than them.
Yeah.
And that bugs me. And I see a lot of the things she does as that. But also, she works in an industry where she has to sell. Like, it is what it is.
And sometimes it's not her decision. It's the people that are above her making decisions for her.
It's just, he's so funny.
He is really cute.
He's got great comedic timing. He gets that from his mother.
It's really good for a podcast to have him around.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody can.
When I did Retail Nightmares, Hank was just trying to drink my wine the entire time. I'm like, you are far too young to drink, my sweet dear.
Aw.
I love all comedians' dogs.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to have one. Mm-hmm. I really, like, honestly, the Ticketmaster thing, it's just another thing that I read and I roll my eyes. But I just roll my eyes. I'm like, people, if you don't like her, leave her alone. If you hate everything she does.
Leave Taylor alone.
It is. Leave Britney alone. Like, fuck off. Go and pay attention to stuff that you care about. She's not hurting people. She's not killing people.
She's just annoying people.
Exactly.
And when a woman is annoying, that's like the worst thing she can be. When she's not like doing what everybody wants her to do.
Exactly.
So,
as far as that goes,
I'm totally willing to like accept that side of things and be like, see, I don't really need to talk shit about her. I think the extent of all I said was just like, that willowy blonde singer certainly doesn't seem to be very popular. Like, I don't care for her or something like that, which is about as harsh as I ever get on someone.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, there's a lot of hullabaloo going on. Her perm is very bad in that video, if we're being fair. And it's so bad.
But I've heard the opposite from, like, all the gay men in the world. They're all like, her perm is on point. It's hilarious.
Gay men.
Going and reading through. And then it's interesting to look. So the video was another thing. They didn't even have it released yet. And all these people were taking screenshots saying, she's stealing from Beyonce. She's using Beyonce's aesthetic. And you watch the video and you're like, no.
It's just a wealthy aesthetic.
Yeah. It's not. She doesn't look anything like Beyonce. She's not trying to steal Beyonce's ideas. The director is like, I've started following on Twitter because it's awesome. Listening to him tweet about her and all this shit about how they're like making it out to be like she's this pariah all of a sudden, yet she's breaking records on YouTube, mm-hmm. on Vivo, on all these things. And she's fine. Yeah. It's just everybody wants to make this into a big story, and she'll it's not be a story.
I think we just really want something to distract us.
I think that's what it is, too.
And we have a lot of free-floating anger that has to go somewhere. And, of course, like, you know, you can't send it towards the most maligned of people. Like that's why people defend Kanye West, right? Because he's, like, a mentally ill black guy whose mom died and stuff like that. Like, that's tough. That's three really hard things.
Oh, and guess what? That's happened to millions of people in the world.
For sure.
That aren't creating things that he's selling sweaters for $500. Like, that's the thing that bothers me about him is that he's always like, oh, he came from nothing. He did this and this. Okay, so now you're trying to take $500 from a kid that doesn't make any money, but he wants one of your sweaters. Like,
I don't understand the fashion thing. I don't understand the sneakerhead stuff. But that, again, that's so far outside of my experience.
It's outside of my thing too. Well, have you ever read the book No Logo?
Yeah.
So the whole chapter on Nike and how Nike is evil because they made these Air Jordans, right? It was Nike that made Air Jordan, right? I don't know anything about sneakers. And then, so there's these couple hundred dollar pairs of shoes and all these kids are living and they can never afford them, mm-hmm. but they want them because Michael Jordan is one of their heroes.
Right.
So now crime is happening because they're stealing to get sneakers. And this is all fucking Nike's fault. Right? For doing this. And so, and then Kanye West does the exact same thing as Nike and nobody calls it evil. It's evil.
Because he's like, oh, it's high fashion or whatever, but I don't, yeah.
All high fashion is evil. When you're asking for hundreds of dollars for things, that's pretty gross.
For basic things. If you're going to buy a couture gown, you can expect to pay a lot for it.
Well, because it takes hundreds of thousands of hours to sew beads on it. Like, there are certain things that should be expensive.
When it's the amount of work that goes into it, then it makes sense to pay for it. But, like, if it's, like, excellent craftsmanship, but if it's just, like, those, what do they call them, super tees, I think, like, I can't remember, it's like this brand of special just cotton t-shirts that are like a little extra long, and they're like, they go for like $200. Supreme, that's the name of them. Supreme tees, they go for like hundreds and hundreds of dollars. They're just shirts, they're just t-shirts.
Can you imagine if Taylor Swift started designing shoes and selling them for hundreds of dollars?
Yeah, I can imagine.
And how much people would call her a selfish bitch. Can you imagine that?
Nobody's saying it's Jessica Simpson, though, because them shits are as affordable as hell.
They're cheap.
And they're not bad.
And Fergie's were cheap.
See, fucking kind of love Jessica Simpson. Don't know why. She's dumb as a post. But she's obviously got a lot of business acumen.
But she can't be that dumb.
No.
If she's a girl that plays dumb to get ahead, I guarantee you that. She's not probably a genius, but she can't be as dumb as she played herself off. That's how she got ahead in the entertainment industry. You know what everybody should be mad at? The entertainment industry. The music industry. How those people use people and just spit them the fuck out and they don't even shit anymore.
My girl
Look at
Kesha.
What happened to Kesha. Exactly.
My girl Kesha. I love her so much.
But is the funny part about Kesha? So many people hated Kesha.
I never hated Kesha.
Me neither. You mean Christina Walken.
Well, Christina Walkinshaw and I think are soulmates and we just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
But Kesha has always been my girl.
She's been an incredible writer. She's written for a lot of different things. And when this whole thing happened to her, the fact that the music industry let it happen.
Yeah.
That they allowed this to happen.
Well, the contracts.
Yeah, that was disgusting. Her new album, I think, is brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
I think
it's fantastic.
It's a whole bunch of, she does so many different types of genres of music.
Yeah, there's like, I counted like six or seven listening to it. It was crazy.
It's such a great album. And I love it when people are like, oh, fucking Kesha, that TikTok song. No, she's like, you're a shitty
person.
She has so much more. And why do we get so fucking passionate about people we've never met?
That's really what the crux of it all is, hey? Like, we like to insert the things we know about ourselves into them, and we like to insert the things that we know about other people in our lives, and then, like, just transfer it all over to them, and then blame them because they're so far away they can't ever do anything.
Yeah.
But, like, hearing the chorus of everybody saying shit to them all the time has to get to them after a while.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I can sit here and defend, like, and say, like, well, you know, Taylor's, like, whatever, so one person doesn't like her, but, like, when it's... you know, 100,000 people tweeting the same thing at her, that probably gets tiring after a while. Probably is pretty upsetting.
I would die.
I don't ever want to be famous. Like,
honestly, sometimes when I get down on like where I am in my career, I'm like, I'm not more successful and stuff. I'll literally, I've said this on the podcast before, I'll go to Amy Schumer's Twitter and I will read some of the shit
people say to her.
It actually is making me feel like I want to cry right now. Some of the shit that I've read. I don't know her either.
People really hate women.
They never do this to guys. They never, no one.
They did it to Robin Thicke and he deserved it.
But he's a rapist.
But he's like rapey as hell.
But nobody went after Kanye. Nobody went after him when he went crazy.
I think some people did.
Who?
Well, I don't know specific people, but nobody, there are a lot of people making criticisms of him and then getting like shot down.
Exactly. But honestly, nobody will go after, who's another example of a dude, like Chris, what's his face?
Chris Brown.
Well, the fact that he is still in the, R. Kelly's got a fucking mansion filled with, he does. I read this story about a girl and nobody does anything about it. But I'm even talking about, what's his name? Chris, the hot guy from Parks and Rec.
Chris Pratt.
So he made that movie Arrival, which was rapey as fuck. It was
such a creepy premise.
It was so creepy. I was angry after I watched that movie.
So creepy.
And then I'm like, nobody said boo about it.
I actually saw a lot of backlash about that movie.
Did you? I didn't see anything.
It depends on what sources you're...
I guess so.
Check your sources, Kathleen.
It's true.
No, I'm just kidding. I did see quite a bit about it because, like...
I was even...
Jennifer Lawrence has a lot of backlash, too.
I was even disappointed. But no, but I never... But I saw it for her.
Yeah.
I didn't see any for him.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Is no matter what a woman does, no matter if it's
we
good or
bad, people really bad.
We just want to hate women. We really want to hate women,
and
especially
women
successful women.
And women do it.
That's the problem because
totally
it's both genders.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I got so frustrated when I saw all these women trashing her. And I was like, that one girl that I found on the only reason why I found her tweet was because it was at the top when you searched like trending.
Sure.
And she's the one that said, I can't
believe
I thought we canceled her. And then you
we
go to her profile.
We definitely canceled Iggy Azalea. We for sure canceled Iggy Azalea.
I just don't like that word. I don't like that phrase. Cancel somebody. But
it sounds like executing them.
Yeah. But then I went to this girl's Twitter profile and it literally says in her banner, empowered women, empower women. And I'm like, do not be this girl who is trying to promote feminism, to promote empowering other women, and then you go and say something like that about another woman, whether you like her or not. It's really gross to me.
Sure.
It seems so hypocritical to me. It doesn't mean I'm right, but
I have a question for you, and that's just that, like, I definitely, the we let it get in the way how negatively we feel about people because of how we project on them, especially if they're famous and we don't ever have to have the repercussions of them speaking back to us.
Yeah.
Because they never will.
No.
They might address generally what's being said, but they're never going to be like, Katie Nordgren.
Yeah.
It's me, Taylor Swift.
But I have
Why
seen.
Why were you mean to me?
I have seen some celebrities go back at someone that tweets it, and it's always like,
I just didn't even realize you were a real human being.
That's a thing.
Yeah. But my question for you is just kind of like, when, if even if it's someone you like or someone you don't like, when somebody does something, and I hate to use the word problematic, but like who does something that's like not on, how do you criticize them, what they've done, without shitting on them as a person? And can you do that in public and be like, oh, I really don't like this one thing that someone did?
I think she gets like this. I think people get super backlash. They will get it.
Yeah.
And if you do something shitty, yes, you should be like, hey, whoa, that was shitty.
Yeah.
And you should learn from it. And the thing is that I think that someone like Taylor Swift is probably learning a lot. Like, look at, if you actually watch this video. Mm-hmm. She's really, it's a diss track on herself. Like, she's really, like, she makes fun of herself in it for a lot of it. And the people that she has been throughout her career, mm-hmm. like, this victim, mm-hmm. this other thing. Like, she does make fun of it. And I think she realizes exactly why some people hate her. And she's trying to grow from it. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem, is that if you scream at her and tell her you're done, we're canceling you, no one's ever gonna learn anything. No one's ever gonna grow and become a better person, you know. And that's the thing, is like, pop stars are not perfect people. Mm-hmm. celebrities are not perfect people. We are not perfect people, yet we expect them to be perfect, and yeah. It's bad. It's bad. It's unhealthy for all of us.
And I think we could also justify it by saying, like, well, I don't want her to be perfect. I just want her to be better, you know? And
she is. She does have to set an example, yep. But think about how much pressure that is.
A lot.
It's a lot of fucking pressure.
It's a lot of
and
pressure.
And she is a human being.
Yeah, but she is so popular, right? Like, her and, I guess, Katy Perry are probably, like, the two big, like, I don't know anything about their feud, and I don't care. I don't really like Katy Perry either.
And sometimes I think that's all just for record sales. Just, I guess, probably. What if they're best friends and they're just like, watch this. Let's fuck with the world for a minute.
It's like Betty and Veronica are fighting.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it looks like to me. And I just don't care.
Do they ever pit men against each other?
Meek Mill and Drake.
And Drake, yeah.
But they were very silly boys.
But they were pitted against each other. They went after each other.
They did go after each other. I'm trying to think of an example. But
where all of a sudden it's just like, oh,
yeah, there's this idea that, like, women have bitchy feuds.
Yeah.
And I don't really. Like, occasionally I'll have, like, one-sided someone really pissed off at me, and I'll be like, uh-oh, yeah, that was weird. But I don't think I've done that since I was a child.
And also the Meek Mill and Drake thing blew over. It's gone.
Yeah, it's done.
This thing with Katy Perry and Taylor has
been going on for so long.
It's probably, like, in its fifth year. Like, it's fucking
and it's, like, about a
ridiculous
stolen backup dancer or something like that.
I don't
that.
Even
like,
know.
Who cares?
And there's no... And the world isn't even going to give them a chance to be like,
their
we're fine.
Isn't interesting. So it's like, it's not about something industry. If it was something like, I don't know, Katy Perry took over a bird farm that Taylor Swift really wanted to buy or something. Mm-hmm. That would be something that I would be curious
I'd
about.
Rather see Katy Perry and Taylor Swift just roast battle. Just get it out. Because that's what Meek Mill and Drake did. He wrote a diss track. Everyone forgot about it.
Just, like, be totally out about it. Just be like, this is a song for Katy Perry.
Just do it. Just do it. Try it. Let's see. But then the world would implode because women were doing something.
Yeah.
Then they're, what a bitch. What a bitch she is. Like, that's my problem. I am so sick of it.
I like, because I'm a absolute sucky sweetie. Like, I'm a sweet little cupcake, but I love it when someone thinks I'm a bitch because I'm super not. Like, I'm really aggressively not a bitch.
Or they think you're angry all the time. I'm like, no, I'm not angry all the time.
I mean, I'm angry a lot, but I'm usually not mad at people. Like, I'm mad at situations.
Yeah.
And it's usually pretty justified, at least in my opinion, which is not unbiased.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I really, really don't like... I do see what you're saying. Like, I don't want women to hate on each other without investigating it first. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, if truly Katy Perry was the Zodiac killer or something like that, then I hope we would hold her accountable for that. But I don't think she's old enough. I don't think she did it.
Those fucking rumors are ridiculous.
It's just very silly. And I don't... I would hate to be that way, and I don't want to be that kind of famous ever. I always want to be, like, the kind of famous where someone is super excited if you've turned up somewhere.
Yeah.
But you can, like, go to the Trader Joe's if you need to.
Yeah. It is, like, and that's the thing. I think that I will just put myself in her position, too. Not that I'm in her position, but I'll be like, I have had people I don't know tweet me and tell me I'm a horrible person. Yeah. And it fucking hurts a lot.
Yeah, because they only know this very tiny thing in a totally out of context.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean...
I never will know Taylor Swift's context. Like,
no.
I don't know what it's like to be her. I know what she puts out, and I don't always like what she puts out. But yeah. Ultimately, like, I can't understand what her life is like to lead.
But, like, I've had strangers tweet me and say I'm disgusting because I talk about certain... And it really even hurts more when women criticize what I do. It really fucking hurts because I'm like, no, I'm trying to be honest about what it's like for me as a woman. Mm. And you're just telling me I can't do it, which is the opposite of what we should be telling each other.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. It's just like,
I hate being told what to do.
So what do you think Taylor Swift feels? You know
yeah,
what I mean?
For sure. Like the fucking Eliza and the don't tell pussy jokes. They're so boring. All these women telling pussy jokes.
Oh, that made
like,
me so angry.
I was so mad.
That was such a betrayal to women.
Yeah.
And she hasn't done anything to rectify it or...
She doesn't feel like she has to.
No.
She's too big. Too big to fail.
Well, that's the problem with being in... That's the problem.
That's just the problem.
Well, that's the problem is that because we're in a male-dominated industry since we start... Like, when I started, I was the only girl. So you are around men all the time. Mm. And you hear there's what they say about women. And you just... There's no other female support around you.
Yeah.
And she started at that point. Now mm-hmm. girls start and there's tons of other girls, so there is female support and there is a girl to say no, what he did was fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. But we were kind of on our own And we had to get these guys to like us so they'd take us on the road. You know, that's what the thing is. And so she's been hearing it her entire career to not tell a vagina joke. She's been hearing it from women in the industry to not tell. She's been hearing it her entire career. So this is what she's projecting. Mm-hmm. And she should just not.
Yeah.
She should think about that.
I think it's to ever just to say that you shouldn't tell a particular kind of joke. I mean, like, always throw a caveat in there.
Yeah.
Like, you can't say never tell rape jokes. Like, don't tell rape jokes unless you understand what the fallout from that could be for someone. Like, if you haven't thought about it,
don't do whatever you want, but be prepared for
it. And don't think that you are above people turning on you.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you say something truly hateful and hurtful, people are not going to respond to that, right? So you got to be careful. But there are the people who will latch onto something that truly is meant in jest and truly isn't, like, meant cruelly. And instead of making it, like, a teachable moment, they tell you you're a terrible person.
Yeah, or you're wrong.
Like that. And I think there are ways to be, like, and I do see it, like, a little bit backstage. Like, I see people, like, kind of giving each other notes to be like, I don't know, man, that's a little harsh or something like that. And I think that that's cool that we can, as, like, as comics, I don't even feel like I can say that yet, but, like, in that dynamic, in that environment, there is a, ironically, it's a bit of a safe space, because it's like, oh yeah, we go out there, we say things, and we could get in immediate trouble for saying them. So, like, here is how you could maybe avoid that. Here is how you could maybe make that a little bit smarter and land better.
Yeah.
And I think that that's very nice. But, like, when audience response, it's just like, you made me feel bad and I'm so mad at you.
Yeah.
Because, like, we do really play with people's emotions, ultimately. Like, that's kind of what comedy is you're, like, really trying to extract joy and laughter from people. And sometimes you hit it wrong.
Yeah.
And then they think that you're a demon.
Oh, I had a woman come up to me. I used to do a rape joke when I first started. And she came up, and she was furious with me. And she was like, how dare you? How dare you talk about rape or make light of it or anything? And I got mad at her. I was like, listen, how dare you come up to me and tell me what I can and cannot talk about when this is how I deal with what happened to me. And you don't know what happened to me. I don't know what happened to you. I get up there and I talk about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about things that I think of.
Yeah.
You can't put yourself into
that.
That's
what this whole episode is about. Hey, it's just projecting.
Yeah. Too much projecting. We need to live your own fucking life.
Yeah.
And don't.
I think that here's, like, a big thought about that. I think that that comes from, and I'll pull out a $10 word really quickly and then unpack it. Like, I think it comes from the fact that we live in a neoliberal society that encourages individualism at a really, really big level. Like, we are discouraged from seeking community help for things, like, and there's this sort of subtle way of shaming people who do seek help, who are like, hey, I'm mentally ill, like, can I get some donations or something like that. We're like, sure, here's $20, but then, like, well, don't be so loud about it and whatnot, like that. Like, I wish that we were more of a collectivist culture where we actually really were invested in other people's well-being, because, like, I think that culture and society is its own giant organism. And if parts of it are failing, like, the whole thing is sick. Right. And if we just think that we're a bunch of individuals living together, then certain people will rise to the top and be like Donald Trump and, like, have all this money and all this power. And the rest of us will get shit on. And we end up picking on other people who are being shit on instead of, like, the people up at the top.
Yeah, I said that actually. Like, I tweeted that a couple days ago or a week ago. I was like, why are we always at each other? We should be pissed at the people above us that are making us fight each other.
You know, that's how revolutions work, is that people on the bottom finally realize that the power is in working together and being collective, and then they can overthrow the people in power. But if we're all so individual, if we're all so, like, and I don't want to, like, shit on identity politics, because, like, figuring out your gender, figuring out your sexuality, your racial identity, all that's really important. But when we are so separate from each other and creating our own little enclaves, we don't talk to each other. And so we don't, like, know each other's experience.
And the only time we talk to each other is online.
And usually when we're in conflict.
Which is super dangerous.
Which is super dangerous because it gives us this really, like, isolated experience. We are increasingly alienating each other because of that. And I think, like, anything that we do that disrupts that is good. So, like, when somebody is, like, somebody does go online and is messy about what's going on in their life. Like, I'm a mess. Things are really shitty for me right now. Like, hey, I don't know you super well, but I can come over and, like, hang out with you while you, like, clean your kitchen or whatever. Like, I can help you out.
Yeah.
And that's, like, a huge thing you can do for someone. Like, just a little dumb thing. Like, hey, I can come and, like, hold space for you for a few minutes so you can, like, talk about how things are going on for you. And maybe that'll make you feel better. And if everybody does that a little bit, we're all taking care of each other a little bit, then we have more empathy and more understanding for each other. And then we won't be, like, leaping at people for things out of context.
Yeah.
I think that's very important.
I think that is very important. I think that I have an idea for, I want to make a hotel for men where they can come and cry. where they can get out, because guys aren't allowed to be emotional.
Oh my god, I'll set myself up to be someone who just like pats somebody while sure. they like cry on my boobs.
You can come and you can be with other men. And it's not, and I don't want a woman there just hugging them.
Yeah.
But I like you can be come and be with other men and cry. Have you not seen Fight Club where they just cry? That's what men fucking need. They yeah. need to be able to go and cry once yeah. in a while. And then we also need to be able to just go out and like the old days, be at a house party and talk there instead of talking online.
Yeah.
Instead of and then have a debate at a house party face to face where you can hear things and you yeah. can get punched in the face
yeah.
for saying something shitty.
Oh my god, that little extra danger is
yes.
has stopped me from saying some things
right?
in the past.
People, half the shit that people say online, they would never say that in real life.
Never,
and
never.
That's what you have to remember when you hit send. Would you say this to this person's yeah. face? And I think that's what I have to remember. Yeah. That's what everyone has to remember. Would you actually say this to this person's face if you could see the reaction on their face?
No. Well, I mean, I try to be nice even online. It doesn't always work, but
it's
I
hard.
Really, I really, really do.
It's hard.
Because I don't want, part of that is I want people to like me and I don't want people to think I'm a bitch
of
and
course.
I want them to think that I'm nice.
Yeah.
So I always try to be, even when I'm very furious, I try to be very measured and like very fair to the other person. Like, I understand why you feel this way, but you know, like, and turn yeah. it around like that. But, oh, it's a lot of extra work.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The work women do to be likable. That's 10 podcasts.
Yeah. We just have to stop worrying about what everyone thinks of us. Just live your life. Be nice to people. That's the whole thing.
Try to be cool.
Try to be a cool person. Try to be nice. And don't deprive yourself of delicious things because that'll just make you grumpy.
Yeah. Eat a bagel.
Eat a bagel. Have
a delicious bagel with cream cheese. Have a carb. It's good for you.
Be vegan if you want to. If that's what makes you happy,
yeah,
do it.
Do it.
And if someone says you're stupid for what you're doing, they're wrong.
Yeah. That's all about them. It's not about you.
Yeah. That, and that's another thing is we all have to understand that sometimes yeah. it's not about you.
Yeah.
That person is going through something else.
If you're feeling sore about something somebody said to you, just take some time to process it. If I can go out in nature, go for a walk. Like,
go for a walk.
Listen to this podcast. Go yeah. for a walk. Oh, yeah. Wait, I should have said that at the beginning.
If
go
people,
back and start over.
If people are still listening, if men are still listening, I appreciate you for listening and trying to better yourself. I try to change all the time. People say you can't change. You can fucking change.
You should, to be a good person, you need to be in a constant state of flux, because what defines a good person is constantly changing. So you need to be open and amenable to yeah. change. And it's hard and it's scary, but once you start doing it, it gets easier to keep doing it. So mm-hmm. just don't think that you're static. You're constantly changing and constantly hopefully remaking yourself as a person.
And you can be wrong and you can admit to being wrong.
Oh, it actually feels
That's
really good once
that
you
I
get
need
used to
learn.
saying like, you know what? You were right. You were actually right. And I'm really sorry about how I came across and for reacting emotionally. Like once I started doing that with people where I was like, huh, this was my fault.
Oh,
and then owning
easier.
Up to it. Oh my God, it's so easy now. I don't care about making mistakes
You're not
anymore.
Holding
I'm just
on
like,
to anger.
I'm just like, I'm so sorry. You know what? I really fucked this up. This was my error. I'm sorry. And people are like, oh my God, thank you so much for taking responsibility.
And then usually,
you're like the best person. They like you better after.
And
you
then they'll
up.
Also say, no, I was fucked up too.
Yeah.
Almost any time I've had a disagreement, we both like. I had a podcast where I punched a guy in Edmonton. Oh, that's my meter timer. I punched a guy. I was drunk at a bar. He pissed me off. I think he called me a fat cunt and I punched him in the face.
That's what happens when you call someone a fat cunt.
Exactly.
Punch in the face.
Then I found out that he was a friend of a bunch of friends and and they're like, you punched Wade? And I was like, yeah. And then I had him on my podcast, my old podcast, my Table 9 Club podcast. I should re-release that podcast because it was interesting.
I'd be curious to hear that one.
And I said, listen, let's talk this out. And by the end of it, we were both assholes that night. We were both being drunk assholes.
Wow.
We both made a mistake. If more people could just sit down yeah. and talk out the craziness that has happened, yeah. I think the world would be better.
That's fucking restorative justice, man. That's important.
But Trump, you can't talk to him. Let's get rid of him.
No, that's somebody who should probably just be
That is someone that we could cancel. I love it. This has been the best podcast. Where can people find you?
You can find me lots of places. I really want to promo my monthly show because I've taken over as the primary organizer, which is Comedy at Big Rock. It's usually the third or fourth
in
Saturday.
Vancouver.
It's in Vancouver.
We have people that listen from all over.
Oh, poor bastards. which is at the Big Rock on West 4th. And that is, yeah, it's monthly. Our next show is September 17th and Simon King is headlining. So
it's a great show.
Yeah, it's really fun. I love it a lot. And I want people to keep coming out so we can keep doing it because we pay our comics.
That's one thing about this show. You give us a tab and you pay us.
And we pay you.
Bless you.
Yeah. Well,
support this fucking show.
We want to do it well. So please come out for that. It's $10.
$10.
You pay 10 $10, you come in. It's good. You can also, I mean, I do stand up pretty regularly around town, and you can catch me on my podcast at chags.net that I do with my best friend, Christina Jeppa. And it's just like all about, it's mostly about women figuring out how to do cool things in the world. And that
sea hags, like S-E-A?
Yeah. Okay. Like we are sea witches.
Oh, awesome. I love
it. So the sea hags. So seahags.net, because we're two cunts that...
See, it's okay if you call yourself a cunt.
Yeah, we're salty bitches, and we sometimes just like get into it really in funny styles. And we have lots of different kinds of guests. We have people who are like harm reduction counselors come on and talk about the overdose crisis. And we'll have somebody come on and talk about like somebody who got a bottle stuck up their ass at an orgy at a Victorian novel. So like it really runs the gamut. And I'm very proud of it, and I'm proud of what we do, because we've released 75 episodes and I don't think anybody's listening.
That's more than me. I think you're episode 69. Congratulations.
Oh, no, we're up to 75, but oh, I'm episode 69. Yeah. Oh my God. That's so exciting. Nice. Very nice.
That's awesome.
So yeah, please check out my podcast, check out my monthly show, and keep your eyes peeled for a web series that I am writing with my writing partner right now called Ghost House.
Ooh.
Because I really want to create this to employ all of the comics and actors that I know in Vancouver.
I love it.
So I'm like basically making little cameo roles for everybody.
Beautiful.
So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully it comes together and I'll have something to present.
Yay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me,
Thanks
Kathy.
For doing this. This was great.
Yeah, I loved it.
I don't normally do outros for my podcast, but after driving home from doing this podcast, I had this Kesha song from her new album. The song is called Spaceship, and I don't know, it's like a really, it was really, it made me cry, surprise, surprise, it made me cry, but it's a really beautiful song, and hopefully we don't get sued, but I'm going to play it at the end of this episode because I think it's a really beautiful song. And if Kesha, if this pisses you off, I'll delete it, whatever. But I really, this is my favorite song on your album. It's called Spaceship. And it just kind of reminds you that you're really, you're kind of insignificant, and not in a negative way, but to not take things so crazy and so serious, because we've only got a little bit of time on this earth. And I, you know, don't be mean to your friends online. That's what we're going for. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And we're playing this song illegally. Kesha, please don't sue us. Please, please, please don't sue me. I think it's a beautiful song and I wanted to share it.
ship to come back for me. And I don't really care if you believe me.
As I leave this earth and sail into the infinite cosmic universe, the wars, the triumphs, the beauty, and the bloodshed, the ocean of human endeavor, it all grows quiet, insignificant. I'm nothing more than recycled stardust and borrowed energy, born from the rocks spinning in the ether. I watch my life backwards and forwards, and I feel free. Nothing is real. Love is everything, and I know nothing.